Blackstone Audio presents Inconstant Moon by Larry Niven. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot.
Inconstant Moon. 1. I was watching the news when the change came, like a flicker of motion at the corner of my eye. I turned toward the balcony window. Whatever it was, I was too late to catch it. The moon was very bright tonight. I saw that and smiled and turned back. Johnny Carson was just starting his monologue. When the first commercials came on, I got up to reheat some coffee. Commercials came in strings of 3 and 4, going on midnight. I'd have time. The moonlight caught me coming back. If it had been bright before, it was brighter now. Hypnotic. I opened the sliding glass door and stepped out onto the balcony. The balcony wasn't much more than a railed ledge, with standing room for a man and a woman and a portable barbecue set. These past months the view had been lovely, especially around sunset. The Power and Light Company had been putting up a glass slab-style office building. So far it was only a steel framework of open girders. Shadow blackened against a red sunset sky, it tended to look stark and surrealistic and hellishly impressive. Tonight. I had never seen the moon so bright, not even in the desert. Bright enough to read by, I thought, and immediately, but that's an illusion. The moon was never bigger, I had read somewhere, than a quarter held 9 feet away. It couldn't possibly be bright enough to read by. It was only 3/4 full, but glowing high over the San Diego freeway to the west, the moon seemed to dim even the streaming automobile headlights.